And now news on changes and happenings in the city. We will learn about the recent CCTV installations, the creation of new gardens in a churchyard, a possible change of use for a former register office, and details of yet more works on major city roads. We also find out what is proposed for the launch of the Lord Mayor's celebrations.
Norwich City Council has just finished replacing its CCTV system, which it has previously said was out of date and had become too costly to keep running. The new system, set up under a £410,000 contract with TrueTech Integrated, has reduced the number of cameras from 48 to 25. New cameras have been introduced in Chapelfield Gardens, Prince of Wales Road and Agricultural Hall Plain, and some existing ones in busy areas, including Tombland and Haymarket, remain. But others have been removed, including some on King Street, Burr Street and Swanton Road in Mile Cross. The City Council said it had used factors in the Surveillance Camera Commissioner Code of Practice, which says a balance must be struck between public protection and individual privacy, and that decisions had been made with Norfolk Police. In relation to King Street, they said there was no longer evidence that it was needed, saying there were other cameras around the area. The road is a busy thoroughfare on football match days and on Friday and Saturday nights for revellers. But the King Street Residents Association agreed there were other CCTV cameras used in the area and said they were pleased that police had begun policing the street late on weekends. More widely, a police spokesman said they had worked closely with stakeholders to ensure cameras are installed where they will be most effective. The CCTV system we operate is wholly financed by the City Council, and while it's not a statutory service, it is one we recognise as playing a part in helping keeping Norwich a safe city, they said. We encourage residents to report certain incidents of antisocial behaviour to the council, such as noise issues and fly tipping, so we can evaluate and respond to any future changes needed.
The churchyard of All Saints Church is in the process of being transformed by the Friends of Norwich in Bloom into a twinning garden, honouring the special relationships the city has with Rouen, Novi Sad, Coblenz and El Viejo. The project was the brainchild of former Lord Mayor Beryl Blower and has been in the pipeline for a number of years. With its centrepiece now in place and its first plants bedded, the garden will soon be abloom with colour as it overlooks All Saints Green. Mrs. Blower said, "The idea has taken a long time to come to life. To start with, it was a bit of a struggle to find the right place for it. However, twinning is so important, so we were keen to find a way of raising awareness of it. The garden features flowers and plants native to the partner cities, including cornflowers for Coblenz, irises for Rouen and sunflowers for Novi Sad. Though sourcing a plant to represent the city's Nicaraguan twin has proved somewhat problematic. Seeing her vision come to life will have added poignancy for Mrs. Blower, with a bench due to be dedicated in it to her late husband Roy, who died last month. She said, "I think Roy would be delighted. He was involved in the Friends for a long time, so it will be a very fitting tribute to him. I'm thrilled to see it all come together." The centrepiece of the garden is a 10-foot wooden and stained glass structure, originally designed in 2011 as an entrant into the German flower festival Bundesgartenschau, which that year was hosted in Koblenz. George Ishmael, its designer, said he was proud to see it on display in the city at long last. It is hoped the garden will have its official opening on Friday, July the 5th, with visitors from French twin Rouen coming to the city to mark the occasion.
The county's clinical commissioning groups have held the ambition of opening a community wellbeing hub for around 2 years, an easy access facility where people can drop in and receive advice and support at the earliest possible stage. However, issues including firming up a location for the project have meant it has yet to come to fruition. Now, though, Norwich City Council has agreed to lease Churchman House, the county's former register office, to NHS Property Services, allowing it eventually to be used as the hub. At a meeting of the council's cabinet, members agreed to release £150,000 of funding to NHS Property, obtained through the Department of Health and Social Care, to carry out renovation work to the Grade 1 listed building. Once the refurbishment has been completed, the building will be rented out by the council at £30,000 per year, which Cabinet member Paul Kendrick described as a win-win situation. However, questions were asked over what the service will actually look like once it's up and running. Karen Davies, Cabinet Member for Social Inclusion, said, "Even at this point, I'm not entirely sure if it will be a well-being hub or a crisis cafe. It hasn't been made clear. How can the building be refurbished when the exact services on offer have not been determined?" Charles Mason, Strategic Asset Manager at the Council, said, "My understanding is there is going to be a cafe, but also support staff in the building. It will all be about early intervention. The vision for a community wellbeing hub has been in the pipeline since 2017, with the proposals modelled on facilities launched in Aldershot, Bradford and Lambeth."
5 months of work to make one of Norwich's busiest roads safer will start next week, with 4 weekends when the road will be closed. The £1.6 million project for Earlham Road will see new cycle lanes on both sides of the road, a 20-mile-per-hour limit, new zebra crossings and junction improvements. Over 5 years, there were 38 accidents between the junction with Higham Road and the Outer Ring Road roundabout near Earlham Road Police Station. 18 involved cyclists. Between 2013 and 2017, the number of cyclists using the road has doubled, and council bosses want to make the green pedalway from Beaufort to Broadland Business Park safer. The work, which will start on Tuesday, June the 25th, will mean disruption and diversions. There will be two-way traffic lights in Earlham Road, with work beginning at the junction with Christchurch Road and moving towards Higham Road, as changes to side road junctions, where pedestrians will be given priority, are done. It will also involve rolling closures of side streets meeting Earlham Road, although access will be maintained via diversions. And there will be 4 weekends when Earlham Road will not be passable because sections of it will be fully closed. This will affect some First and Connect bus routes. More than £1 million is from the government's Cycle City Ambition Grant and £560,000 from local developer contributions. The work comes after £765,000 of improvements to Earlham Five Ways roundabout. Mike Stonard, Norwich City Council's Cabinet Member with responsibility for the Transport for Norwich Partnership, said work had been timed for the school summer holidays to minimise disruption. He said, "We would like to thank everyone for their patience while we complete both of the safety improvement schemes in Earlham Road."
An explosion of colour will brighten up a Norwich park as a paint party kicks off this year's Lord Mayor's celebration. The popular weekend of events returns from Friday, July the 5th to Sunday, July the 7th, with performances, food, shows and events planned around Norwich over the 3 days. It will be launched by a new paint party at Chapelfield Gardens, running from 7 p.m. to 8:10 p.m. on Friday night, which will see people encouraged to dress in white, don their dancing shoes, and prepare to be showered in neon paint. A fun fair in the gardens, starting at 5 p.m. on Friday and running over the weekend, will also take place before Saturday's jam-packed schedule of events. The busy day will include the Lord Mayor's 5 kilometre race, which will begin from St Stephen's Road at 4:45 p.m. before the highlight of the weekend, which is the Lord Mayor's procession, and that begins at 5 p.m. The parade, which this year for the first time will not include petrol or diesel vehicles, has a Love is All theme and will be led by life-sized elephants puppets. Wensum Junior School will be one of those involved in the procession. Head teacher Victoria McConnell said, "We are delighted to be involved in the Lord Mayor's procession again this year, and our pupils will be leading the way as we create our entry. It's a great way for us all to think about important environmental issues in an imaginative, artistic way." Saturday night will culminate in a free firework display from the castle. Backed by the Arts Council England, Norwich City Council has also worked with artists such as Kinetica and Sunshine International Arts, who has previously been involved with Notting Hill Carnival. Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said, "It's fantastic to see another weekend of free family entertainment lined up for this year's Lord Mayor's celebration." Dedicated Lord Mayor's Celebration fans will notice the absence of the Gas Hill Gasp, which traditionally took place on the Friday. Earlier this month, organisers Push Sport said they had decided to pause the event for a year and return in 2020 bigger and better with a few changes.